few days later, they were all gone. After the surrender, the village went right back into its cocoon, I was told by Ron Wilson, historian of Appomattox Courthouse, which is now a National Park Service site consisting of the reconstructed McLean House and Courthouse and more than 20 smaller buildings. He and I were sitting on the porch of the restored Clover Hill Tavern, where printing presses, ordered by Grant, had printed 28,231 parole passes for the Confederate soldiers. We were looking across a vista of overwhelming stillness. The road that the surrendering rebels took into the village climbed across countryside so recognizable from 19th century paintings that I almost expected to see them coming down the road again. Today, the site gets roughly 110,000 tourists a year. They come to Appomattox because they really want to. It's off the usual path, said Superintendent John B. Montgomery. They're looking for inspiration. The story we try to tell is not the final battle. It's the reconciliation of the country and the generous terms offered by Grant. He didn't play the conquering hero. That theme of forgiveness and reconciliation kept booming in my ears through the stillness at Appomattox.